זה חידוש מסב יבור יעקב מצרוב תלכס, זה חידוש מסב דניאל שיר ועשיר שור פעלק. Okay, so we're holding now by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we're holding soon by Pesach. Next Friday actually is my father's first Yahrzeit, so I have that in mind, Le'ilui Nishmoso, as we always do. And this year is the Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, which always has its complexities. But let's not forget Vayakel Pekude. Let's not forget Vayakel Pekude, and we'll tie in Vayakel Pekude to this the whole situation that we are at. So in Parshas Pekude, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Es Hashulchan Es Kol Kelo Ve'Eis Lechem Haponim. The Lechem Haponim. So really the Lechem Haponim is spoken about in Parshas Emor, right? In the end of Parshas Emor. But it's mentioned here in Parshas Pekude, the Lechem Haponim. And the Lechem Haponim were eaten on Shabbos. They were eaten every Shabbos and then and Motzoi Shabbos. And then they were changed, you know, the Kohanim would eat them, and then they would have a new one, and they would keep it on for the whole next week, and then they would eat it the next Shabbos. So Shabbos was the time of the Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos, as Rav Shechel always points out, was the time of the Achila of the Lechem Haponim. In fact, it's interesting, we say in Davening in Musaf, Nusach Ashkep, Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzisa Karbonoseha, Sivisa Perusheha, Im Sidure Nisacheha. So, Rav Shechter once mentioned that the Beis Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolius, had a critique on the translation of the Siddur. He wasn't into translating the Siddur, he says, because people are going to translate it wrong. And one example, without the refinement of Zalman Margolius gave, is that when they translate, what does it mean, Sidure Nisacheha? So a simple pshat, you would say, the Nisachim, the libations, the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach, Sidure Nisacheha. So he, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius says he doesn't think that that's the correct pshat. Sidure Nisacheha is referring to the Ktsos HaNesach Asher Yusach Bahem by the Mishkan, which are the in the Shulchan, where they had the rods and the Lechem Aponim were on the rods, and then they had to every Shabbos they would remisada the Lechem Aponim again on the Shulchan on those rods. That's the Sidure Nisacheha, not the wine. Is the Sidur Nisachah is the taking away the old and putting the new. And in fact, if you have an art scroll, you have an art scroll? Oh, he's a smart man. He takes out an art scroll. And so let's see. I think he has both. Let's see. Jonathan, you'll read us to see how the art scroll translates.
Give me a minute to find it. It's Musaf.
Musaf, yeah. The Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. Okay,
found it. It's the first paragraph after Kedusha. You established the Sabbath, found favor in its offerings, instructed regarding its commentaries, along with the order of its showbreads.
See, the order of it. Now look in the footnote.
Although the literal translation seemed to be drink offerings, many commentators interpret this to refer to the 12 showbreads, which had to be set out on the sanctuary every Shabbos. This is logical because the showbread service, not the drinking offerings, was performed only on the Sabbath.
Right. So he's saying that there's some translated as the libations, but he thinks the better translation is the showbread, because that was what? That was taken off
every Shabbos.
On Shabbos and put on. So Yeren Nesachah is referring to the. So that was Rosh pointed out that Rav Ephraim Zayin and Margolius thought that was the correct one, and a lot of the translations were saying that it's referring to the wine, the libations. So he says he doesn't think that's the correct translation of Sidurei Nesachah. Okay, so that's the story. Oh, so why is this relevant? Why is this relevant? So this is the Shaila. The Shaila is as follows. We know that there is a prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, right? It's an Isser Derabbanan to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It says it's a famous Yerushalmi that if a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach, is kiboel arusoso bebeis chamav. We know that Bizman Chazal, they had a different way of getting married than we do today. Meaning, what they did was the man would give the ring in front of witnesses, Harei Mekudeshesli, right? The baz would give the ring, and then she would go back to her father's home, and they wouldn't live married life for another year, because it took time financially to get ready to live married life. So it wouldn't be for another year that they would live together. So first they would have the kiddushin, right, and then. And then normally today we have Kiddushin and then she goes and lives with her husband. No, for a year, she's going back to what? Her father's house to prepare for the wedding, meaning for the chuppah. That's not going to be for another 12 months. Then they're going to have the chuppah and then they'll live married life like husband and wife. So it's interesting that for 12 months, she's a married lady. She can't be with another man. But she can't be with her husband either, because she doesn't have. They didn't have the chuppah yet, and they didn't have the shavah brachas yet. See, today we don't do that. We do everything at once, right? We do the erusin, the kiddushin. We do it all at once. Then there was this because of financial reasons. The people, needed time to get their finances together to be able to get ready to live as husband and wife. It would be a year. That's amazing. A year that she, and now the halacha is if the husband, he is her husband, it says they didn't have a chuppah yet, so, but she's arusa. If chas v'sholom they would want to end it any time during the year, you would have to give her a get, right? Because this kedushin took place already. So, but if he would come to the house of his future father-in-law and cohabit with her, that would be an isser. That's what. What do we say in the when you go to a wedding? The besada kedushin makes the birkas erusin. Asar lanu es haarusos, meaning arusa, even though she's your wife, but she's still asa to you because you didn't do the chuppah yet. You didn't have the sheva brachas yet. For asar lanu es haarusos, v'hiter lanu es hanesuos. But once she's an asua, once there's a chuppah, are you the chuppah v'kedushin? So it's interesting that the Yerushalmi makes a comparison that if you cohabit with your wife to be, if she is your wife, during this 12-month period, it's an Aveira, and it's a similar, and eating matzah at Erev Pesach is a similar type of Aveira that you're jumping the gun. Now, there are Mefarshim, Rishonim, Achronim, Vilna Gaon, that want to point out that, and this you have to know how to count, but there are seven brachas in the Haggadah that are prior to the matzah. Now, it's really not so. So you have to say this bracha counts, this bracha doesn't count, but roughly seven brachas. You know, the Bar Priya Gofen, the Karpa, all the different brachas that we make. So the same idea that until you have Sheva brachas, you can't eat the matzah. And until you have the Sheva brachas of the chuppah, they can't cohabit together. So if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, is kaboel arusoso b'meis chamov, is like cohabiting with your arusa in your father-in-law's house, which is aser until you have the chuppah and the shavuot brachos. Okay, so that is the and this is going to come up as a challenge. So normally an Erev Pesach is no big deal. So you can eat other things. You know, we don't have to eat matzah. It's not such a big deal. But when you have Shabbos, so you have to have Suda Shabbos. And Suda Shabbos, you have to have bread. So we're going to talk about, this is our dilemma. But let me ask you a simple question that the Mefarshim ask. Well, the Lechem Aponim, you have to realize that, the word Lechem in colloquial Hebrew means bread. Right, but colloquial Hebrew and halachic Hebrew are not the same. So lechem means whenever you have water and flour, and you have a dough and you bake it, that's called lechem. That's lechem. So we make, and lechem haponim was matzah. It wasn't bread, even though we use the word lechem. It was matzah, and the matzah was eaten by the kohanim when. On every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, they ate the matzah. And the miracle was that it was as fresh as it was from a week ago. It didn't stale, it didn't spoil, etc. So the question is, when Erev Pesach falls out of the Shabbos, so what do they do in the Beis HaMikdash? Like, you're not allowed to eat matzah. So since you're not allowed to eat matzah, So what do? You have to have the lechem upon him. If you don't have it, it's going to get ruined, right? So what about this aveira of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? Because the lechem upon him was eaten on Shabbos, and if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, how did they eat the matzah? That's the question that's raised by the various mefarshim. And it's mashma that they did eat the matzah. It's quoted here, the Avnei Rashi in Psochim and Nuchesem Aleph says that Cholkim Lechem Haponim on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. It means Cholkim means they divided it up amongst the Kohanim. So it means they ate it. So the Avnei Nezer and the Meshechachma is in Vayikruch of Dalet Ches. They both said the following. Whereas when you bring a korban tamid on Shabbos, right? So it's doche Shabbos, right? So you shech the animal. Every day they brought a korban tamid. They brought a korban tamid also on Shabbos as well. So the shech shchita took place on Shabbos. That's a malacha, but it's mutter, right? But after you do the shechita, what do? You take the fats and you put it on the fire on the mizbeach. Now, was that done on Shabbos also? When were the fats brought on the mizbeach? The answer is the fats on any day, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. When were the fats brought on the mizbeach? The fats were brought on the mizbeach after you put the blood. After you shechted, you sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach, then you took the fats of the animal and you put it in the fire. But if there's no time during the day, what could you do? You could put the fats on the mizbeach when? At night. That's why we daven Maariv. There's no korban. Why do we daven Maariv? The tefilos are connected to korbanos, but there were no korbanos at night. So why do we daven Maariv? The answer is we daven Maariv because the fats were burning on the Mizbeach at night from the korban you brought that day. But that's only if there was no time. But if there was time, then you bring it in the day. But let me ask you a question. What about on Shabbos? Don't we always try to minimize Chil Shabbos if we have to? So the Shechita of the korban tamid had to be on Shabbos. That had to be on Shabbos. Because that's his man. The Zrikas Adam had to be on Shabbos. But the Hekter Chalovim, That could be Motzai Shabbos. So why don't we bring it on for Motzai Shabbos? This way, well, there won't be any Chol Shabbos. It'll still be Bizman. It'll still be Bizman. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, on Samech Ches Amid Beis, Amar of Shimon, Bo Re'e Kam Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Even though technically you could put the fats on the Mizbeach for the Korban Tomin on Motzai Shabbos, it's always best to do it at the early time. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The best time is in the day. So you'd say that's a hinder, but it's a question of Chil Shabbos, for sure I should go in the night. No, the answer is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata is even Doche what? Shabbos. So therefore, even though you could get out of the Chil Shabbos, see, the Shechita you can't get out of. The Shechita has to be on Shabbos of the Korban Tomim. But this you could get out of. And the same thing by what? By the Lechem Haponim. The Lechem Haponim, really, you could eat Motzoi Shabbos. But since Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, then we say, since it's better to do it in the daytime, not to wait till the night, so too, it's better to eat the Lechem Haponim in the daytime, to have that mitzvah, than eat it at night. So even on Erev Pesach, you could eat it in the daytime, like a regular. And in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, points out that it's a mokum mitzvah. It's a mokum mitzvah, so maybe if it's a mokum mitzvah, so then it pushes away this issue. Because the issue of eating a matzah on Erev Pesach is only a din derabbanan. So this is a mokum mitzvah, so certain times mokum mitzvah for, you know, we push away the Isser, and sometimes we don't. So Meila, he says that perhaps the mokum of the mitzvah of the lechem upon him, one could eat it. You could eat it on a Shabbos day.
It's only Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan didn't weren't goes there.
Right, the Rabbanan weren't goes there. Right,
it doesn't
right.
even exist as an issue.
But sometimes we see not that way. Sometimes, like the halacha is that say your shofar is a bunch of rubble of stones that's on top of the shofar. The stones, the avalanche, and the stones on the. So the halacha is then you can't move away the stones to get the shofar. Even though moving the stones is only a derabbanan. So sometimes hamidu devrim, sometimes not. Yeah, but it's interesting that and the Meshech Chochma and the Avnei Nedar both say that one could go ahead and do it on Shabbos, even though you have a way out here. You could have the lechem upon the Motzai Shabbos. That's still the zman. But chaviva mitzvah, just like we can have the korban tamid on Shabbos, you can bring the chalav and mevarim when on Motzai Shabbos. But chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's still better, and it's not just a nice hider. It's so chashuv that we're going to let you be docha Shabbos to put the fats on the fire on Shabbos of the korban tamid, even though you had a way out, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And that's what it is. I have a whole piece of a little advertisement here. Just came out with a Haggadah Shel Pesach and the piece on this. So that's the question. So the question for us, you know, when Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos is what are we going to have Suda Shabbos about? In other words, on a regular weekday, we have Erev Pesach, so we're not going to eat matzah. You know, and even a cotton is not supposed to be matzah, unless he's a child that doesn't understand any. He's not yet understanding what Pesach is about. He doesn't understand Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't. So then, the Truma Sedeshin says he could have the matzah. But you're not allowed to have matzah. There are three opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion says it's only from Chatzos and onward. That's the Baal HaMor's opinion. Only from midday and onward you can't have matzah. The Ramban says even from the morning. And the Orchas Chaim quotes an opinion even Friday night. Okay. It's so interesting that people have all these kapedas that they don't eat 30 days before, they don't eat this, but all these things are, I don't know what to call them. I don't know, some type of minhagim or something, you know, I'm not even sure how it even developed, because the din of eating matzah before Pesach is only on Erev Pesach. It's not the month. You know, people go crazy, I'm telling you, you know, with this thing. You know, but it's only a din on Erev Pesach. Question of the night before is even a question. You know, like this year would be the Friday night meal. But it's only then. But the halacha is.
Mr. Burr brings from Rosh Chodesh. There's a Yesh Noagin Mi Rosh Chodesh that Mr. Burr brings.
Right. So that's the question. Where does that come from? Why should there be such a chumrah to right. You know, from Rosh Chodesh or from Torah? Is it, you know? It's, you know, okay, an extra thing to, you know, to get you ready for Pesach that you shouldn't, you know. But the pashtus is, it's only, al pi halacha, it's only, as Rav Shmuel Shulman always says, it's only then in Erev Pesach. And that's this, based on Yerushalmi, Kabbal, Arusoso, and Beis Chamav. Oh, so the simple pshat, what you're supposed to do on the Shabbos is have chametz, right? That's the simple chat, to have chametz. Now, chametz could be a, you know, a shalom bayis issue. It could be a, you know, men are less sensitive. A woman, her kitchen or Pesach is, you know, she got it ready for Pesach. No one's bringing in challah rolls into her kitchen on Pesach. But it depends if you can negotiate. If you can negotiate, so that's really the best thing to do, you know, to have chametz, and then flush it down the toilet or something like that. To have chametz, and then yeah, obviously you have to finish the chametz. You know, that's why people have early minyanim and things like that so they'll finish the suda before, and another. Another possibility that people do is people have egg matzah. So because that's called matzah shira, and matzah shira is you can't be yotze the mitzvah. So since you can't be yotze the mitzvah with matzah shira, so too you can't be yotze the mitzvah with matzah shira. So you could eat it on Erev Pesach. So the only question is like this, that what is matzah shira? So matzah shira means that usually you bake it with fruit juice and things like that. But the Rambam Shita, you know, if you're a person that's, you know, some people, the Rambam is everything, you know. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't always paskel like the Rambam. If you're a Teimani Jew, you know what the Teimanim did? And the Teimani Minhag, I don't know about Mizmanazem, but the Teimani, there was a Teimani minhag that when they say Kaddish, Almadra v'chayechon uviyomechon uvechaye deravosher bar maimon. That would be the nusach of the old Teimani Kaddish. V'chayechon uviyomechon uvechaye deravosher bar maimon. Because Rambam for them was everything. So the Rambam Shita is that it's only considered matzah shira if you have chashava liquids in the matzah, like wine, yayin, shemen, chalav advash. So we're not going to make milk of matzahs. No question about that. Shemen, but wine. So some people, I told my mother-in-law, Bez Hashem, be my in-laws, Bez Hashem, said if you want to do egg matzah, so let's see if we can. There's one of my Talmidim, our film pointed out, there are some, you have to look online to find this, to make egg matzah, not with eggs, but with wine. So with wine, then it's considered matzah shira according to all opinions. But if it's not yayin shem and chalav dvach, it's just made peros. So according to the Rambam's opinion, that's considered lechem oni. And you could be yotzei the mitzvah at the seder with that. So then if you eat it on Erev Pesach, you did an aver, according to her. So that's not the sheet in this. You know, we don't pass it like that, but if you're a person that likes to be choshesh for the Rambam Shita, so that you wouldn't want to have you wouldn't want to have egg mats like that because of the Rambam Shita. So again, so one possibility is, and for Shalashuddas, so for Shalashuddas, either you break up the morning meal, but the question is, and you take a walk around the block, and but the Iker Hadin is that Shalashuddas is supposed to be eaten in the afternoon, not in the morning. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says you could have some fish, some meat, you know, things like that, and to be Yotzei Shalashuddas. One should be very careful, you know, want to have some fish, but if you have egg, if you have some gefilte fish has matzah meal in it. So matzah meal in the thing is a whole discussion whether if it might be a difference between some say whether it's cooked or baked, because if your matzah meal is cooked, so maybe not, it doesn't have a status of lechem anymore, whatever it is, but so to try to avoid, you know, having matzah meal in Erev Pesach as well. So you look in the ingredients. Well, today, you know, we're in a generation that, you know, Hasidim basically took over, and eating a brux is like, you know, the Hasidic world is a big no-no, even though we know the Vilna Gaon had gebrux. So most of the things that are made today, Pesach things, a lot of them are not. When I was growing up, we had all these cooks and cakes and cookies for Pesach that all had matzah meal in it. But today, potato starch. Today, it's very rare to find that's always the difference, you know. You want to know what about a Pesach program. Is it going to be more Hamish or more modern? So usually the klal is, ones that even though this is not really right, I'll be did. But usually the ones that are non-gebrux are going to be the more Hamish ones, and the ones that are gebrux are going to be the more modern ones. But it doesn't have to be, and it's really not. But in this world, that's how sociologists could have a good time discussing how, you know, gebrux and modernity and Hasidim. You know, you can write a whole book about that if you're a sociologist, and how they're this. This played a role, but you know. So my mother, she lives in Bewell. She's Sephardi, so Sephardim don't know from you know. They have, you know, gebrux. We have all the Sephardic dishes that she. But no kidneys, of course. That we didn't. You know, she follows my father's minhagim, my father of shalom. But different things that she would make bumwellas. I don't know if you ever heard of that phrase. You know, it's a type of matzahs that you know, like a pancake of matzahs, whatever it is. But that's the, okay, so everyone has to figure out what's going to work best for halacha and shalom bayis. So you have to have seichel, what to use in, you know, in this situation. But if you have egg matzahs, some posts can point out, if you eat like a sheet of matzah, and that's the amount of, like the Magen Avraham says, that's the amount of bread that you normally eat in a meal, and you eat that together with the meal, egg matzah, even though you didn't eat five egg matzahs, you didn't eat four egg matzahs, so you weren't so bad just on the egg matzahs, but many posts can follow the sheet of the Magen Avraham, that pasta baba kisnin, if you would tziruf the rest of the meal, and you're full, you can make hamotzi, as well. Okay, so let's say one divrei agada before we conclude. It's interesting that we're talking about the Mishkan, the Lechem Haponim. So again, we talk about the Lechem Haponim and what they did on Shabbos. So this week's parsha in Parshas Pekudei in Pasuk Mem, it says that Chodesh Nisan Hukam HaMishkan Mem Yud Zayim. He b'Chodesh Rishon b'Shana Sheit b'Echad b'Chodesh Hukam HaMishkan. That's this Rosh Chodesh Nisan. is the day that the Mishkan. What does it mean, Hukam HaMishkan? So we know Chazal tell us that the Mishkan really was put up on the 23rd of Adar. And it was put up and taken down, put up and taken down for what? For the whole week, right? That was with the Shiva Yimei HaMiluim. Then what does the Pasuk say? Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. And Pashup Shav Vayom HaShmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was when it was no longer put up and taken down, put up, unless they had to travel, then they took it down. But it seems so peculiar. What's this idea? So peculiar that every day they put it up, took it down, from Chav Gimel to Adar till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, who come on Mishkan? No more taking it down unless you had to travel. It was up. What kind of idea is this? But they put it up, take it down, put it up. It seems very strange, no? Well, so there is a. So I'm going to tell you something that the Pupa Rav said. But first, you have to have a introduction from the Noam Eli Melech, whose yortzeit was this week, right? The Noam Eli Melech. He didn't go to Lizhensk. The minhag is to go to Lizhensk for the Noam Eli Melech's yortzeit. I don't know with COVID how the planes for Lizhensk were. But if you're a Hasidic Yid, it's a tremendous, I was told, it's a tremendous isorus to go to the kever of the Noam Eli Melech on his yortzeit at the end of Adar to Lizhensk. So we'll think about that for some future year. So he said like this. He says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's not in the Sefer. This word is not in the Sefer. I heard it quoted. It's not in the Noam Eli Melech itself. But I saw it in a different Sefer from the Noam Eli Melech. And the word is like this, that the Torah says, the Medrash says that there's certain, the Gemara says in Pesachim, there were certain things that were created before Briyas HaOlam. And one of the things that was created, the Gemara says in Pesachim, in the fourth parak, before Briyas HaOlam, was tshuva. When you're saying Psuke de Zimra, the Shabbos, when you hit that pasuk, term holim yulodu, Vatomer shuvu b'nei Adam. Before the mountains were created, Vatomer shuvu b'nei Adam. It's in the Kapitel Tilms that we say in on Shabbos morning. Term horim yulado Vatomer shuvu b'nei Adam. So what does it mean? Shuvu was created before the world. The Medrash says. In the beginning of Bereishis, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hayabola Oloma Sumachrivan, Bora Oloma Sumachrivan, he would create worlds, destroy them, create worlds, destroy them, then he decided, oh, now I'm going to keep it. Strange. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a person, you do something, you write something, and you don't like it. So, okay, start again. Right? We artists paint something, doesn't like it, start again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates something and he doesn't like it, start again. What's the pshat? So the Noam Eli Melech explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving a model, even though he's perfect, and he doesn't have to start again. And he doesn't have to, he's perfect. But he's giving us a lesson in life. At certain times, you have to learn, you make a mistake, you learn from your mistake, and you go on. That's the famous pasuk in Mishlei. What? Kisheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik will fall down seven times and he'll get up. Because each time he'll learn. Rav Huttner says, the tipshim, the famous igeris of Rav Huttner, he says, stupid people think that since he's a tzaddik, he can fall down seven times and get up. Rav Huttner says, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, you know what made him the tzaddik? It's not because he's a tzaddik who'll get up. It's because he has life experiences of failure, and therefore he had to redo and restart, and then finally he gets it, and he had those life experiences. That's what made him to be a tzaddik, not the opposite. Yishev yipol tzaddik v'kam. So the Pupa Rav says a beautiful idea. You know, the Medrash says in Parshas Pekudei that the Mishkan was a microcosm of the world. like the menorah was the sun, the kior was like the oceans, different parts of it. It's a microcosm of the world. So the idea of that, you put up the Mishkan, you take it down, put up the Mishkan, that's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Borei Olamos, U'machrivo. And that, says the Noam HaMelech, is pshat that tshuva was created before the world, because Hashem built tshuva into the world. And tshuva means you did something, you made a mistake, so you have to redo it. You did it, you do it, you do it, and you keep doing it until you finally get, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now I got it. I learned my lessons. And Pesach is this man of that we begin, Avodas Hashem, and Pesach, HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshim, this week's Parsha, B'Zachodesh. We're beginning the new year, HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshim. But preceding that is the week before, up and down, all the ups and downs, till we finally get it. And that's what the Pupurov says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Olamos U'machrivan. Not that he needs it, but he wants to show us that you people are imperfect and you're going to have to learn. And part of learning, and then, like Rav Hutna said, and that works in very good with Rav Hutna, and I think the Pupurov quote this passage, Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. He goes up and down, but then comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now hukam ha-mishkan. And then Pesach is Avodas Hashem. It's this man of our Avodas Hashem. So that's what we're gonna learn, and we're gonna make mistakes. But the life experience that we get from that, hopefully, is something that's gonna be very positive and very permanent. And that's the Mishkan. And then at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu gives his famous bracha. He ratzon shetishra shechina b'masa yedechem. That's the Rashi quote. See, he writes in Shetishra Shechina, because whatever we do, what does the pasuk say? Until Hashem lo yivne bayis shav am lubon of bo. That whatever you do in life, if you don't have the siyata shmaya, it's not going to work. So we always have to, as talented as we are and as intelligent as we are, we have to always daven for siyata shmaya. That we should have siyata shmaya, and Bez Hashem should be well.